As head of UMW's Special Collections and University Archive, Carolyn Parsons understands how present-day documents become history. She's fascinated, for example, by minutes from meetings during the 1918 Spanish flu.
Both faculty and students came down with the flu, and some went home, some stayed on campus. The school was closed for 8 days. At the end of it all, they charged each student $5 for the additional medical services, and no one complained about that.
Now, she says, it's time to begin collecting materials from our own pandemic, and digital librarian Angie Kemp is already reaching out to students, faculty, and alumni.
Someone might want to document their story through audio or through a song, or there are folks out there baking their way through this crisis and taking photos of that.
UMW named this initiative the Call to Contribute, and University Records Coordinator Sarah Appleby is confident the new archive will interest future scholars.
This is completely unprecedented. People are having to make decisions at all levels at the university that have never been made before.
Among the items collected so far, the story of how fellow librarian Peter Catlin married his fiancée on the sidewalk outside Fredericksburg's courthouse, a blog called Coronavirus Captivity, and a production of Shakespeare by the UMW Theater Department on Zoom. I'm Sandy Houseman.